The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, when entering or leaving your house, acknowledge those inside by using the greeting of Islam, which is Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do not forego this Islamic greeting by saying something else such as good morning or hello. This greeting of peace is the sign of Islam and the phrase that the Messenger of Allah recommended and he used. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his faithful servant Hazrat Anas bin Malik to greet his family when entering and when leaving the house. The Messenger of Allah said to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, my son, greet your family when you enter and greet your family with Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah when you leave your family. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our scholars have mentioned that when non-Muslims meet, they greet each other with hello, good morning. They have different words of greetings. But the Islamic form of greeting, Assalamu alaykum, meaning peace be upon you. Apart from greeting, these words offer a prayer for the safety of the person greeted, whereas every other form of greeting does not include any prayer. The addressee receives no benefit thereby. But when a man greets the other with Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he prays for three blessings, as we see in the meaning of these words. Peace be on you and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and His favors. This is a supplication, and if it is received, the approval, and if it receives the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even once, the person addressed benefits for the rest of his life from blessings. Besides, by using these words, the addressee is assured of safety and security at the hands of a speaker. One of the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also to think before we speak. That is extremely important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak words straight to the point. It is extremely important that what we speak is clear and makes sense. The Arabs have a saying, جراحات السنان لها التيام ولا يلتام ما جرح اللسان. The wound caused by the sword heals sooner or later, but when it is caused by the tongue, it leaves a lasting impression. Before we speak anything, we must ponder over the consequence and on how the other person will take that and react. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, prefer for other people what you prefer for yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put an end to the setting up of two standards, one for ourselves and one for others. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows this attitude in our hearts, then we will be free of all the bickering and hatred that we see around us. The tongue is a great blessing. The tongue that man has is one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are enjoying its benefit, and it works around the clock from birth to death. We can only understand its value if we imagine ourselves without it. Those who are down with paralysis and cannot speak, they try their best but cannot utter a word. They wish to convey their inner feelings to their dear ones, but cannot do so. And it is then that they realize the value of tongue. But we use this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from morning to evening, day in and day out, like a sharp weapon, without thinking for a moment what words we utter with it. This is very wrong. The correct thing is to weigh out words before we speak. If we do that, insha'Allah ta'ala, then it will be a means for entering in Jannah, and it will amass for us a lot of wealth in the hereafter. We are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is mainly the tongue that will be responsible for flinging its owner face down into hell. Therefore, we must think before we speak. This does not mean that a man should wait for some time during which he thinks before saying something. But when he accustoms himself to think before speaking, then he will do it spontaneously. Allah then makes his tongue value its words before it utters them, and it will only utter the correct words, never the wrong ones that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hurt other people. Finally, my young friends in Islam, we, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are indebted to the Holy Messenger. He is the greatest benefactor and well-wisher of the believers on the surface of this earth. His kindness and obligations are the greatest and heaviest on the necks of those whom Allah has favored with the wealth of Iman. That is why we see in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly commanded the believers with this order. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Surely Allah and His angels shower blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, O you who believe, send blessings on him and salute him with all respect.